is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden just announced more federal help is on the way to Los Angeles, where the major wildfires are still burning out of control. The winds have calmed somewhat, but are still fanning the flames. At least five people have died in the fires, including Kamiko Nickerson's father.
My son tried to get him to leave, and my neighbors and myself, and he said he'll be fine. I'll be here when you guys come back. And he said his house would be here.
More than 1,300 homes and businesses have been destroyed. CBS's Danya Backus is in L.A.
Beachfront homes in the celebrity enclave of Malibu are also wiped out. Paris Hilton posted on social media her home there is gone. Fire officials warn this will be a long fight.
Red flag warnings are still in effect. 180,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Tonight's NBA game between the Lakers and Hornets has been postponed. Los Angeles schools will be closed tomorrow. The body of former President Jimmy Carter has returned home to Georgia for the final time.
I'm Jim Crisul in Plains, Georgia. Stephanie Young was among family and friends who bid farewell here to former President Jimmy Carter.
To me, we will, you know, have not and we will never see another president and first lady do what the Carters have done post-presidency.
Most people in this small town say that will be the true legacy of Mr. Carter.
Earlier in Washington,
imagine all the people.
Garth Brooks performed at Carter's state funeral at the National Cathedral. All five living presidents attended the service. In his eulogy, President Biden said Carter taught him everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. Sleet and heavy snow are slowing down parts of Texas.
A winter storm warning in effect through noon Friday for much of North Texas. Heavy snow coming down primarily just north of Dallas-Fort Worth with a winter weather advisory to the south. CBS Dallas Chief Meteorologist Scott Padgett says the worst is yet to come.
Overnight tonight, most of this, if not all, will fall as snow and in some cases heavy. Anything that falls will refreeze overnight, and I think tomorrow morning could be the toughest commute.
So far, over 1,000 flights canceled out of DFW Airport. The good news? The Texas power grid appears to be holding. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
That winter storm will impact much of the Deep South through the end of the week. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has announced the U.S. is sending another $500 million in military aid to Ukraine.
It includes additional missiles for Ukrainian air defense, more ammunition, more air-to-ground munitions, and other equipment to support Ukraine's F-16s.
President Biden is expected to announce new sanctions targeting Russia's economy soon, sometime before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for two Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and four challengers. The primary will eliminate one candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least one more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a three-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus, and I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, really, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College Hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight. Some flurries and snow showers developing late and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon. A high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s. More snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
And we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Well, a study suggests that binge watching brings couples closer together. Well, yeah, that's because neither one of us has the energy left to get off the couch.
Long as I remember, we've been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly hate you? Trying to find the sun. And I wonder who'll stop the rain.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be a singer. We walked on, walk on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Nearly every single day singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. Yours so tenderly.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Laura Sumner Kuhn is the executive director of the Racine Literacy Council, and she tells us they have a big birthday coming up.
March 8th. In 2025, we will be 60 years old. It's our 60th diamond anniversary.
Well, you don't look a day over 50, by the way.
Well, how nice of you to say. But it's our 60th diamond birthday. And, you know, we started, our history is really fascinating. If I could, indulge you for a minute, sure. If you can indulge me for a minute. It started with the passion of one woman. So one woman, her name was Margaret McIntosh. She lived in Racine in 1965. She was a member of the Racine Baptist Church, which was also, she was a part of a bigger group called Church Women United. And it was from this national organization and her connections that she learned of Frank Laubach, who was a missionary who had developed a reading and writing series and method of teaching reading and writing. And his idea was each one teach one. If we all just sat next to somebody who's a neighbor who didn't know how to read or speak or write English, we could teach them and our community would be stronger. And she was set on fire by this. She had the training. She came back to Racine. She gathered her friends from her church lady friends, put a notice in the newspaper, got a couple of volunteers, and they started teaching in each other's houses. And that's how we were born. And that was in 1965. And it was from her passion. She has since passed away quite a few years ago, but it was from her her fire to teach neighbors. And that's how we still do it. We teach our neighbors. So on March 8th, we're going to celebrate this 60th birthday at Festival Hall. It will be an event that people have to reserve a spot for, but it will be free.
And you're on the hunt for former volunteers, people who will want to help you celebrate in March.
That's right. Because, you know, as I mentioned, this organization was created with the help of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volunteers. And it has helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students. I mean, last year we served 230 students with 70 volunteers. So you can imagine that times 60 is quite a few people. And we'd love for them all to know that we're going to celebrate and we're celebrating them, either their accomplishments or their help as well. So former staff people, former volunteers, all they need to do is call us and we'll make sure that we reserve a place for them in our celebration on March 8th.
Nice. All right. One more time, if you don't mind, the phone number, the website, everything we need to know to get in touch with you, to volunteer, to donate, if we need help.
What yes. Do? Great. And we are a 501c3. We exist on donations and grants. So that help is always welcomed. We're at 734 Lake Avenue in Racine. And our phone number is 262-632-9495. And our website is racineliteracy.org.
Racineliteracy.org. Laura Sumner Kuhn is the executive director of the Racine Literacy Council. I sure appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance is happening now. Save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
I love a sad man life, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got free. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Hear another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frank. Hear another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
It's Sam Cooke on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are going to see a little bit of snow perhaps overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 21. Tomorrow when you wake up, maybe just a little bit of snow. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 29, and Saturday up to 28.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you're home.
that you're in love with me.
Station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A spring election in Pleasant Prairie will see a showdown between a county board supervisor and a longtime village trustee. It's for the position of village president. Current president John Steinbrink is retiring. Eric Meadows filed his candidacy on Monday. He's on the county board and was a Kenosha Unified School District board member. Pleasant Prairie Village trustee David Klimich is also running. The spring election is April 1st. Five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Kenosha School Board. That means a primary election on February 18th. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. Challengers are Sheb Muhammad, Andreas Mamalakis, Valerie Kretschmer, and Carl Bryan. The primary will eliminate a candidate. Aurora Hospitals brought back masks this week. Now the state is putting out a notice about the spread of illness. Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. The Department of Health Services reports high level of respiratory illness statewide. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults. Health officials are telling people to get vaccinated. In response, Aurora Healthcare did reinstitute a mask mandate at their facilities. Other hospitals have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight. Some flurries and snow showers developing late and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon. A high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s. More snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Let's go.
Carlton's version of Everlasting Love on WRJN. Of course, Robert Knight had a version of that song that was a big hit. Gloria Estefan had a hit with that song. But did you know that Howard Jones and Andy Gibb both charted completely different songs called Everlasting Love? Andy Gibb's hit went to number 5 in 1978, and Howard Jones made number 12 in 1989.
Your love!
Everybody look what's going down. There are
your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Everything turns to there is a season
tell you,
treat her like
my my friend.
Got to treat her like
just ain't fair.
Like
to do to
got to treat her
like you oughta
treat her like
the lady.
Got to treat her like
the
like
best you can do.
Got to treat her
you
like
gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving you all the you can see. You know what I mean. Oh, you got the lover. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her,
and warn her,
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you
her.
Know a woman,
woman
is sentimental
woman,
and so easy
woman,
to upset her.
Woman,
so make her feel
real,
that she's real, yeah,
real.
And she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange
like
as it seems. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Of course, we're also home for UW Badger men's basketball. And we've got another one for you tomorrow night on WRJN as the Minnesota Golden Gophers come into town to take on the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center in Madison. Matt LePay has the call of the game. We'll have the pregame for you at 5 o'clock and the tip-off for you just after 6. That's all coming up tomorrow night on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You make my heart sing.
love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly.